أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم من أمره ونفسه ونفسه بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي بنعمته تتم الصالحات ثم الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله إخوة الإيمان السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته
وعليكم السلام
All this is a gift of mighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We beseech Allah to shower His compassion and blessings on Sayyidina Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is also His companions and the ideal believers to the day of accountability. Without wasting our precious time, the time is already gone. So I would like to go straight to the topic being given to discuss tonight. And the topic has to do with the issue of courtship in Islam. What says Islam? Then what are the rulings or certain principles and guidelines we need to understand about the concept? You know, whenever I'm invited for a lecture like this, I do say something as part of my preamble. You know, in this kind of corrupt system, if there are still people who are discussing this kind of issue and you want to know what their creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, says about it, it shows that we call illegal and illicit sexual acts in our environment. You know, for some people, by the time you start discussing this kind of issue, they will see you as if they are wasting your time. What do they want to say about caution? Will they tell us it's good or not good? Will they tell me I should even go and put the relationship with that boy who is my boyfriend? Or what have you? You know, as Muslims, number one, what makes us to be a Muslim is what? Is our total submission to the will and dictates of Almighty Allah. When we are defining Islam, Islam simply means an Islam is lying, bit tawhid. While in Tiyadu Lalu, the Torah, while the Kudus of the Shaykh. If you want to be a good Muslim before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you need to be submissive to Allah. If someone is not submissive to Allah, he is performing Salah, he is passing the month of Ramadan, he goes to Hajj probably every year. He even performs Umrah maybe 3, 4, 5 times annually. Sincerely, these are not made you to be a Muslim before Allah. Do you know there are non-Muslims who perform Salat? Do you agree with me? There are non-Muslims who fast in the month of Ramadan. In fact, there are non-Muslims who embark on Hajj. I've met one Igbo guy who said it, that they said that Hajj, that Saudi Arabia, God normally answers prayer there. Whatever God will do for me, I'm ready to go there if God will answer my prayer. There are some people, they are not personal religion, they are after mundane benefits. If they are told that they, maybe for example now, someone has got married maybe 10 years ago, no issue. And he is told, by the time you go to Saudi Arabia, by the time you go and do Hajj, you supplicate to Allah at so and so places, Allah will answer your prayer. There are some idol worshippers, and then they go to Saudi Arabia. Are they gone because they are submissive to Allah?
No.
They are not submissive to Allah. They are only gone there to achieve the purpose. You can even see what happened now. This Hijra protest, the last year, protest 6. You know, so many Muslims now, they are afraid. Will I even go to Argentina now? The issue of the prayer is there. What happened at Monan is there. You know, so many Muslims lost their lives. If you really understand what happened, you will know those people, they died as sinless people. Allah will have forgiven all their previous sins, except if their intention is not really for Allah. Then what I'm trying to pass across is that some people, they may still go to Hajj, not because they are submissive, but because they want to achieve one benefit. Are we together now? What makes you to be a Muslim is when you are submissive to Allah. not partial submission. We are talking about absolute submission to the will of Almighty Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what makes us to be Muslim. Now, you want to eat as a Muslim. If you are told, the consumption of pork is haram in Islam. I know I'm talking to medical doctors. You know medical effects. Then there are Muslims, they query, when has Allah forbidden consumption of pork? I was told that it is very palatable. It is this, it is that. That we as Muslims, you never question Allah. You, Allah, why have you forbidden the consumption of what? Of pork. You never do that. You leave it. So people will still question Allah. You, Allah, why have you prohibited consumption of alcohol? We as Muslims, because of our submission, we will not query Allah. We will not question Allah. We submit ourselves to Him and to His dictates. I want to embark on business transactions. If I'm told that this type of business transaction is unlawful in Islam, for me to be a good Muslim, I will be submissive to Allah. I will not embark on it because it's what? It is haram in Islam. The same thing is applicable to issues that have to do with opposite sex. Issues that relate with boy-girl relationship in Islam. So many Muslims nowadays, sincerely, they are lost. Because of what? Because they want to satisfy themselves sexually through Allah's means. We as Muslims, we need to really understand the concept we want to teach us tonight. The concept of what? Courtship. When we are talking of courtship, there are some other synonyms they normally use for it, like dating. Are we together now? I will give, with me here, I have like three different definitions. But I want to focus on two. From these two definitions, inshallah, I will now start the lecture from Islamic point of view and what Muslim scholars have really said about the concept we want to talk about. The first definition, this one says, I took this definition from Free Dictionary. That's what defines courtship as the act, period, or act of seeking the love of someone with intent to marry. Please listen very well. This first definition of the courtship, it says, when we are discussing courtship, is a kind of act, A-C-T, act, comma, is a kind of period, or an act, A-R-T, of seeking the love of someone, seeking the love of what? Of someone, with intent to marry. Let us analyze this first definition. When we are talking of courtship, it has to do with the act of seeking love of someone. It has to do with the period when you seek love of someone, and the act of seeking the love of someone, and your intention is that I want to marry such person. This is number one definition. From this first definition, there are so many things you need to understand before I come to what Muslim scholars have said from Quran and Hadith of Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, in Islam, there is nothing bad. If you know you are ready to marry, listen very well. With this definition, with intent to marry, you have intention of marrying this person. You are seeking a love. All you are seeking is love. Are we together now? You have intention of marrying the person. But that intention may not be now. It may be later. It may be now. It may be what? Later. From this first definition of courtship, sincerely, there is no much problem. Do you know why there is no much problem? In Islam, we have al-khitbah. We have what? Al-khitbah. Khitbah is when you propose to someone you want to marry. You seek his love. You seek a love. In the Hadith book, I love you. I want to marry you. Not, I want to be my girlfriend. I'm coming to the issue of girlfriendship and boyfriendship. I'm coming to that. I want to marry you. That shows my intention of proposing you is for what? For what? For marriage, for the car. If that is the issue, that is synonymous with the khutbah in Islam. Are we together now? Now, see another definition. Another definition is that, that one is from Luqman dictionary, that when we're talking of courtship, is the period of time during which a man and woman have romantic, underline the word, romantic relationship before marriage. Before what? Marriage. Before marriage. From this second definition, that one is 100% haram in Islam. Are we together? And I'm coming to this definition. Let me analyze this definition. It's the period of time. It may be just for 2 days. The period of time during which a man and a woman have a romantic relationship before marrying, before they get married to each other. You propose a girl today. I love you. I want to marry you. And today is Wednesday. Are we together now? 2nd December 2015. You now start your romancing again. For 2nd December, 3rd December, 4th December, by 6th December, you do legal marriage. Are we together now? What happens between you and that girl for 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, for 4 days is haram in Islam. You get it now. It's not about 2, 3, 4 months or 2, 3 years. Even if just for 1 hour in Islam, it is haram. Romantic relationship, where you romance each other. You may not have sexual intercourse. Let us be frank. Even the issue of romancing each other, touching each other, kissing each other, hugging each other, you get it now. All these are haram in Islam. From this definition, it shows courtship using this long-term definition is what in Islam? Is what? It's haram. And let me tell you, when we are talking of courtship today, this Luqman dictionary is what people understand of courtship. And that's even the reality of courtship. Arguing with you, I know what I'm saying. In fact, if I permit, I will give up some experiences I have, some information I got, even from those people that were affected. Even among Muslim brothers and sisters, even among those who are trying to practice Christian Islam, sincerely they were affected. You can't be pious than the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You can't be pious than the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You can't be pious than proof, evidence from Quran and Sunnah, cautioning us against certain relationship. As I will come to explain, inshallah. Another definition here, that one is from Wikipedia, that when we are talking of courtship, it is the period in a couple's relationship which precedes their engagement and marriage. According to Wikipedia, during courtship, a couple gets to know each other and decide if there will be an engagement. By the word engagement, you know what they mean by engagement? They know the way they normally do their rubbish. By engagement, they mean marriage. You know the way they do their own engagement and all this rubbish. Before engagement or other or such agreements, let us analyze this Wikipedia definition. You know, in this definition too, it is couple's relationship which precedes their engagement and marriage. And during courtship, a couple gets to know each other. They get to know each other. My dear brother, let me tell you, if you do courtship for 1 million years, you will never know each other. I swear by Almighty, I'm not saying the most. I know what I'm saying. I know so many homes we have intervened in. I know so many disputes we have settled among brothers and sisters. Just as your corpse is for 3, 4, 5, 7 years, I'm very sure you will not know each other. You will only know some aspects of each other. Let me give you examples. You are the sister, you are copying each other. Are you telling me the sister wants to display a negative side? Please, I'm asking. Do you think she's ready to do so? Do you know a brother who was, you know, who proposed a sister? And what he told the sister was that he was a graduate, a university graduate. And brother was very proficient in speaking English language. Then the brother was a dropout. He did not finish the program. And he showed the sister, see, when I was given admission to the University of Toronto. Do you get it now? This was our date. See the money I paid for the first year, for the second year. But the sister took the law has even covered her face. She couldn't know her. Can I see your certificate? Can I see this? After the marriage, can you simplex something? The sister could not even know about the brother. I'm a graduate. I'm not a graduate. It was after the marriage, she knew the brother was not a graduate. Let me tell you, I know your sister. May Allah be with the sister. This sister, you know, is a very pious looking sister. It didn't change sister indeed. She never embarked on the idea until marriage. She remained a virgin till marriage. This was a very good sister, you know. I've even taught her in the past. People communicated less than 48 hours ago. You know what happened to the sister? Sincerely, at times I even nearly cried for the sister. May Allah ask people for dinner or anything. The brother she got married to, he had one medical problem and it has to do with mental problem. The sister could not even know that. Despite 2 years courtship between them, it was after the marriage before she knew. As I'm talking to you now, they are no more together. The sister would have been touched one night. Were it not for Allah's protection. When the mental problem started again, and the husband just took the knife, do you know, if something like that happened to you, and your husband, how will you do? Even for you, if you are, maybe Allah escapes you now, the next thing, you see, man, marry the brother, they are no more together. You know, and brother did not even narrate this to the sister. What he told her is that, though I have a better, I normally use drugs, he didn't even tell the sister that they are only managing the something. See now, with your courtship, do you think you know everything about each other? No. If you feel like you know everything about each other, you are deceiving yourself. I'm telling you. Okay, if your husband is a type that anytime you are together in the night, after he has already eaten in the night now, maybe you will fart like 10 times before he sleeps. Boo, boo, boo like this. Do you think you know that through courtship? And you, that's the most detested something to you. Can your man so let there and you don't love him? Will you not kill your husband? After you have already prepared delicious beans and plantain for him and he consumed this and the way of thanking you, boo, like 5 times. And that's the thing you hate most. Please, will you not go and cut his head off? Do you think he will display this to you when you are together? Even when you are together, I will manage. You will not even know. Your family, the man guy, will just be managing this. And that's the thing you don't love. Will you ask his effect when you are so that level? Will you know this about him? Sincerely, you can't know all things. That is why, from this young generation, courtship in this way is not in line with Islamic understanding and principle. You need to understand it. Not only that, you know, it is this relationship that will now tell you whether there will be engagement or otherwise. If during this relationship now, you now detect something, after you have even had access to each other, you now tell him, I'm no more interested. This our relationship will not lead to marriage and break his heart, or you break her heart. That is not Islam. That is not what Islam. Now, let us now start analyzing the issue. The way courtship has been defined now, it shows courtship is not in line with the Islamic concept of khutbah. It's something entirely. I will now compare and contrast between the two. And I will let us know why we need to understand our religion the way it is ought to be understood. Number one in Islam, I want to marry. Islam sees nikah as an act of worship, not a way of satisfying your sexual urges alone. I do tell brothers and sisters, anytime we have programs like this, if your own intention of getting married is to satisfy your sexual urge alone, sincerely, you will be greatly disappointed after marriage. Marriage is not all about enjoyment. It entails enjoyment and it entails the other way around. Number one, nikah is what? Is ibadah and nikah is sunnati. Fama rogiba and sunnati, fadaisamim. It's the tradition of Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And whoever is from nikah is not of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's not a good Muslim. If someone says, me, I will not marry. Me, I will worship Allah alone. Three companions that came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was very curious that day. In fact, scholars have explained that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the two were, he combined together that day. At least we didn't combine it for other issues. He said, wallahi, inna la atqakum lillahi wa ashaakum. I'm the most pious among you. I'm the most conscious of Allah. I'm the most God-fearing among you. I imagine. Whoever is from my tradition is not of me. What can I say? I want to be pious. I want to show to the world that I'm the closest person to Allah. Sincerely, if you not get married, you will fornicate. It is natural that when you are mature, you know that you need to get married. The way when you feel hungry, you know you need to take what? Food. When you have, you know what, you need to laugh. These are natural things. If someone now says, I will not eat. If someone says, I will not eat, you are only being deceptive. That is not the nature of Allah. The nature of Allah is that as human beings, we get married to each other. But Allah, out of his respect for we human beings, he has now decided ways of doing that. You know animals. Have you ever seen animals? You know, seeking consent of the parents of other animals before they have sexual relationship among themselves. Have you ever seen that in your life? Whereby one Ewure will now take other Ewure. Let us go to the family of other or Obuko will now take his family. Oh yeah, let us go to the family of other Ewure. Yeah, I want to get married to your this thing. Have you ever seen that? Me, I've never seen it in my life. You know that there was a time I was really rabbi. You know, Indian rabbit now can satisfy like nothing less than 4-5 feet rabbit daily. I've never seen where they go and seek for permission. You know, animals, the way they do their own, they do it like animals. Like what? Animals. But I'm telling you, so many human beings nowadays, animals are even better than them before now. In whom? Illa kalana. Why? Animals will not enter paradise, nor hell. By the time you cannot control your sexual urge, by the time you cannot control your self-desire, sincerely, in the hereafter, one will cry for you. That is why we are Muslims. We need to control ourselves. We need to know what our religion wants from us. Now in Islam, you want to marry. If you know you are not ready for marriage, it is advisable that you urge unto the teaching of Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What is that teaching? According to the hadith of Imam Bukhari, Prophet said, Ya Mashal al-Shabab, Man is tatwa'a minkum al-ba'ata, fal yatazawaj, fa inna huwa ghafur al-basar, wa ahsan lil-faraj. Prophet said, oh you do, Man is tatwa'a minkum al-ba'ata, whoever a man is capable of getting married, he should do so. But he who is not capable of getting married, should continue fasting. You know our problem today? We are not ready to be pastors. And that sexual urge is stopping you. People are now satisfying their sexual urge through unlawfulness. Like what? Like animals. In Islam, if you know, you are not right for marriage. Not that some of us are not right. We are right, but we are not ready. Once you are mature, and you know you can satisfy a woman if you are a man, and as a woman, you know if a man satisfies you, you can be pregnant. That shows you are right for marriage, but you are not ready. If you know you are not ready, it is advisable, brother, that you don't approach to that. You know, some of us, we have a problem. The problem is that we believe in ourselves that we believe in Almighty Allah. You see a sister that you love. You can't even sleep because of the sister. You can't even eat because of the sister. Even when you are going to see the sister, you have a problem. Do you get it now? Not so like, and I can not approach this sister now. There are so many brothers who can approach us. I'm telling you. If Allah has been signed that even if you approach her now, you will still not be a husband. You will waste so many years of courting. At the end of the day, she will go and marry another man. But your own spirituality will have been ruined. You will have been spiritually dead through illicit acts that will have happened between both of you. Now, if you know you are not ready for the car as a brother, it is advisable, don't go for sisters. Don't go and approach sisters. I will tell you one. Then two sisters, if you know you are not ready for marriage, it's advisable, don't accept any proposal. Even if the person is the best Muslim in the world, if the person is the richest person in the world, because I know, I find some sisters, they are normally carried away with wealth and materialism. Let us be frank with ourselves. Some may not even be ready, they'll be like, yeah, the lady is there, so you're holding one thing and king of not fail. This one is in it, you see, can you see me now? You know, sincerely, we are talking about your spirituality, your religiosity, your being God conscious. That's what I'm talking about now. If you know you are not ready for the car, it is advisable, don't accept any of them. Why? I will not give you this. The first ideas I read the other time, the amount of spending support from the bar, from the brothers, your own bar scholars are given like 2, 3, 4, 5 interpretations to it. If you know you want to marry, I'm not talking, listen, you need to understand certain things. I'm not talking about, you know, being millionaire before you get married. I'm not talking about that. Number one, if you know you want to marry, the first ability you need to possess, that is what? Maturity. When you know you are mature and you are potent, you know you can access with opposite sex. Not that you can't even discharge at all. And you now turn that woman to be a prostitute. We are talking about kuwatulijima, that sexual power for you to satisfy opposite sex. That's number one. But that's not enough. That's what is making people to be like animals now. You now see them. You see a man mentioning 3, 4, 5 girls. He has cohabited with. That is very, very unfortunate. You see a man, even boasting the act of dominating like that, you know, as if for someone that knows. You don't know the meaning of what you are saying. You are only aggravating your problems before Allah. It's not ideal. In Islam, if you know you only have that sexual power alone, you are still not ready for the car. That's number one. Number two, number four, familia. You need to possess, listen very well, something you respect. What has to do with marital responsibility? And a lot of people say, you can do something, then something, according to your own capability. Now, you marry. Your wife. You as a man, once you have got married to your sister, the first responsibility, you need to be taking care of her feelings. pessoa, a vida, a saída. A clothing. You need to take proper care of her. Are we together now? And other social responsibilities. You as a husband, you need to do that according to your work ability. Likewise, almondry, almondry. You need to have your own apartment. Even just a room where you and your wife, at least you can be in seclusion. You can be in privacy without third party things looking at you. Are we together now? At least there are society three qualities. You are ready for the couple. According to your own ability. It's not easy that until you get 7-bedroom flat. You get it now, you don't need 7-bedroom flat. Once you have a room that can accommodate you and your wife, by the time you are now having one child, 2 children, 3 children, a room may not be okay again. You get it now. At least according to your own ability, at your own pace. Now, with that, you cannot want your car. But now you yourself know you are not ready. You feel like, let me have someone. You will be gisting, you will be chatting, you will be discussing, you will be doing this, you will be doing that. That shows you are not even ready for the car. You are only ready for what? In this field, sexual act. You may not even have sex with each other, but there are so many issues. I will mention 40 things, or 10 to 40 things that are unlawful, even between a man and a woman who have even proposed to each other. Now, you sisters, wife, you need to be careful not to accept a proposal when you are not ready. In fact, your own is very detrimental and you need to be careful. Number one, you know in Islam, you are not slave. You have only one chance. Please underline, only one word. One chance. You can't marry another man. At the time, if your husband dies, you can marry another man. If you are divorced, you can marry now, but you don't pray for that for you. Now, from what is happening in the world, not only in Nigeria now, women are seriously suffering. I'm telling you, they are receiving it. Any problem now, it bounces on them. By the time you know you are not ready for marriage, you are not ready for the car. The way Allah made you women. Once you have accepted a proposal, your own level of developing love for opposite sex is higher. You know, that's why all those boys with girlfriends, they are normally deceptive. They will be deceiving those girls as if they love them and they do not love them. When those girls have even developed 101% love for those guys, they will now be cheating on them. Do get it now. The way Allah has created, once you are fully, there are so many girls to be deceptive. She will affect this one, this one, this one. This one will send money to her GTV account. That one will send money to her first bank account. That one, Stanbic account. The other one, UBA account. The other one now will transfer something to her phone. Do get it now. There are so many girls like that who are very, they are deadly. And most of them, they normally have bad eggs. I'm telling you, from what we have had and what we have known, they normally have bad eggs because so many people will have even caused it. You as a Muslim sister, the way Allah has created you, once you have accepted the proposal and you yourself will know you are not ready, you develop love for it. And there will be a time you may not even control yourself again, and that may even, Shaitan may even use you as a source of what? Source of, you know, illicit sexual act. Our only prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in hadith of Bukhari has said, "Ma taraktu fitnatan, ma taraktu fitnatan, hiya adabu ala rijali min an-nisa," that has not left behind me a calamity, a fitna, a problem for men than you women. You know, that is why Shaitan, he uses women and wealth to deceive people, to mislead people from Islam. No matter how pious you are, Shaitan, you know what did our father Adam, he penetrated through his wife, Hawa. You know, if you see one imam, very big imam, when he speaks, he says, Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar Kabira. If Shaitan wants to
mislead us, that's a lie, that's the man. Shaitan can use women. If Shaitan penetrates to you through a woman, sincerely, you may not even be able to withstand the temptation. How will you do it if a woman has even, you know, you can't even control yourself again? A woman has already, you know, removed all organic naked for you.
I don't know how to say it. People just for one, after today, you will not do anything again.
I want to be like the Shaitan. Once it has people just for once, you know what will happen. The temptations are there. Now, in Islam, I want to marry. I'm ready for marriage. You need to understand, how do I propose for this thing? That's not make me to be like an animal. Then you sisters, you need to be respected. Islam respects you. You need to respect yourself. You don't know the ways of people, they approach you, they relegate you. Wallahi, it's a kind of relegation. If you see a Muslim sister being proposed through Facebook, and you feel happy, you are supposed to even go and be put in dog day. Someone who has never young because of the normal nature, you someone just supposed to water, through to go, or to damn, and you feel happy. Sincerely, that person has relegated you. Is that how to propose to a girl? Someone you just meet just for once.
Can I get your phone number?
Okay. I really love you. No, I love you to the tone. When I saw you at UCH Mosque yesterday, I could not even control myself again. Do you know even the can nearly hit me when I was thinking of you? And you see, you feel like you say, I'm a laugh, man. Take care, I'm beautiful like you. Don't let someone deceive you. You can't be as beautiful as Robert Yusuf. Don't be deceived. When the women, when they saw Prophet Yusuf, oh, this man is too handsome. Kotwana idea woman. They were cutting off their fingers. They were saying, this is not human being. This would have been a very precious angel. This is a respected angel. This is an highly esteemed angel. They cut off their fingers because of Prophet Yusuf. Alayhi salam. Alayhi salam. Super salam. The way some sisters are approached today, sincerely, it shows those sisters, they do not know their worth. I'm not saying if a brother wants to marry you, you yourself will not be doing like this. Okay? By the time he comes 20 times, I will now tell him again, I will consider you, let me think of this. A sister did it and she was later regretting. If you see a brother who uses Islamic way, if you know you are interested, if you are not interested, you can do istikhara to supplicate to Allah for guidance. But once you know you yourself you are interested, but you want to show to the brother that that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that manner of approaching you. There are so many ways of approaching women. In fact, the author of Sikhu Sunan in Islam, he has listed around 4 or 5. In one of the lectures I did in the past, I've extensively explained all this. The time may not contain it tonight. I will summarize it. In one of the lectures I did at UI, probably this year, I analyzed it today. The time will not contain it tonight. There are ways of approaching or proposing a girl in Islam if truly you are ready to what? To marry. And that will not be a kind of secret issue. It will not be made confidential. It should not be a private affair. You should let people know about it. Since really you are ready for marriage, you are not ready for boyfriend, girlfriend. Are we together now? That is why some people, they will be doing so many things that people will not know about it. This is the brother I want to marry. Don't stay indoors. Stay where people will be seeing you. Number one, if you want to marry a girl, the best way is to propose to her through her parents, her wali, her father, if the father is alive. If the father is not alive, through her grandfather, through her uncle, through any of our wali. You know, this is the best way, if it is possible, especially if the father really understands Islam. Sincerely, you can do this. You see a sister at UCH, you will not even go to the sister. You go to our father directly. Say, she's from Oshogbo. You go to Oshogbo. I saw one of your daughters. She's a medical student at UCH. Sister K by name. And I'm really interested in her. Though I know she, I don't know whether she knows me very well, but we normally meet at MSS program of UCH. So they said, I'm interested in her, and I really want to marry her. Well, let me do that. That shows your sincerity and your readiness. That is the best way. That's what Prophet Salam did for Aisha. Not be Allah, Ta'ala, and her. He went straight to who? To who? To Abu Bakri. And let me tell you, my brother, this number one, it will facilitate your marriage. If fully you are ready. And if, in fact, if the brother is ready to give you the daughter, say, may I know you? I'm also a medical student at this age. Which level? I'm 400 level. We are from, I'm from Uganda. Who is your father? My father is a farmer. He plants cassava and potato. Okay? How do you cope when you get married to my daughter? Blah, blah. You know all these things. Okay? I will tell my daughter. She may find this about you. If she's interested, we supplicate to Allah, Allah will guide us. Wallahi, if the father presents the issue to the girl and the girl accepts, that will facilitate your nikah. Do you agree with me? And that will even give proof for no legal discussion. Since the father has signed the relationship, anytime you want to go to a house, you're free to go there. You not even be staying under the tree, inside the river, and inside the hell, inside the oven, discussing Jahannam. You will be free. Do that it now. This is the best method. If you can you can use it. Are we together? Are we together? Because I'm trying to manage the time. Number two is through intermediary. You send intermediary. If you want to send intermediary, you send a reliable and a wise person. Don't send someone who is not reliable. You send someone, what happened to you? Send, listen now, you want to marry Sister Nokia. You now send Brother Samsung. You get it now. And the someone will now go and say, Sister Nokia, say, Brother Techno sent me to you. Though I'm also interested, he has already forfeited your issue. Send a reliable, a trustworthy, and a wise person. A person that will present your proposal in such a way that we will make it attractive to the world, to the sister. And you know, that one respects you, and it respects the sister. How? If she rejects the offer. Whenever you see the sister, you feel free, because you are not the one who presented the relationship. And if the sister later accepts, that brother will help you in facilitating the issue, in reaching the parents, in other ways, because you know Yoruba people now, they call it alignment. And that's why if there is, even in the future, if there is conflict between husband and wife, they will ask, who was your intermediary? Talalanina. That's why your own work has not stopped. Even after marriage, even till the day of resurrection, if any problem happens, you, Mr. Intermediary, you continue your work. Do you get it now? There are so many narrations on that among the companions. In fact, Al-Istanbuli, in his book, Tufatul Arus, he brought so many narrations from the companions where they sent an intermediary. The example, another example is that of Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Khadija. Khadija was the one who developed interest in the Prophet. And what, because there are so many affairs here, they will now be given false stories about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Khadija sent her friend Nafisa bint Munayya to the Prophet. She was the one who interrogated the Prophet, and later the marriage was, you know, at least solemnized between them. Are we together now? You can send intermediary. Are we together? If that is not possible, you may approach the girl. Some people normally think it's haram. It's not haram. There were instances, there were proofs for it among the companions too. But that one is not the best method. But if there is no other option, and if you want to do that, there are dawabit, there are principles. You see a sister where you don't know the parents, where you don't see any intermediary, you can do what? You can send. There are the parents of brothers that they feel like, let me go myself. That may even, you know, query your sincerity. How? You don't want people to know. If the family will not, I don't want to take it to be aware of it.
I don't want to hear. Maybe God is not interested. I don't know.
You get it now. Some people, they only want to make it easy. That may even question your sincerity. Then let us assume now.
You see a sister where you don't, where other options are not available. You as a student of this age, you go for maybe physics, what do you call this, your national association of ex-students, something like
that.
You go for maybe at Kaduna. You now see one sister, probably from University of Illinois. You get it now. A medical student like you, and you love this sister, but maybe she presented a paper. Yeah, well, I see the sister, the way she was pronouncing the Arabic. See the way, oh, mashallah. And you don't know the parents, you don't even know someone who can send her. Maybe she was even the only one from a university. Do you get it now? And you are the only one from a university. No other way. There is nothing bad in Islam. Or even not like that. In the environment you are, you feel like other options are not available. There are narrations. There are some in fact, in two battle arrows of Al-Istanbul, he brought so many narrations among the fellows who approach women directly. At least of first time to call was there. Though some scholars, they gave some other explanations that that can be done to a woman who has been married before. And maybe she was divorced or the husband died. But some say it can still be used for a virgin, a woman who has not got married before. Muawiyah and Abu Jahan, they approached Fatima bin Tuqayt. She said, "Inna Muawiyah wa Abu Jahan khutbani." She said to Abu Salam that Muawiyah and Abu Jahan, they approached me, they proposed to me that they wanted to marry me. And Abu Salam gave her advice. That's not where we are going for now. We are only discussing other ways. Now, if truly you want to marry the sister, I've only mentioned it now because of the time. And the sister accepts. That shows you are ready to marry the sister. And the sister is also ready to do what?
To marry,
to go to Ile Oko. Okay. If that is the issue, what is expected of both of you is how to be in a car, not how to be chatting, not how to be exchanging photos, not how to be doing evenings. But how to reach our lead. In Islam, you can make a car within a week. A week is even too much. I know a brother here in Ibadan, a graduate of the University of Ibadan. I know, inshallah. He married that sister. I'm much concerned. And I was aware of their relationship. They saw each other today. The next 2 weeks, they did in the car. Wallahi, I swear that I was there at the Nika. The day before, I know the day. She had put the leader in and she accepted. And the next thing is they did in Nika. That is too fast, that is. It depends on the level of understanding. Do you get it, man? The leader was even using a call before they met. She unfurled that way. Are you okay? Alhamdulillah, mashallah, wa akbar. That day, they now park alone inside the jeep. Woo! They are now a boy and woman now. Just 2 weeks. 2 weeks of courtship. I'm telling you, just 2 weeks. How many weeks? Between Khitiba and what? And Mecca. Between Khitiba, proposal and what? And marriage. How many weeks? Just 14 days. I pray for that, for my second wife. That I see a sister to be, and the next 2 weeks I do Mecca. Since there, even a week, I see a sister to be, and the next 1 week. So the wife just that will even reduce evils. Do you get it now? Because there is something we need to understand in Islam. You know, once you have approached a sister and the sister has accepted, now the love will now start increasing. Yes or no? Yes or no? Have you experienced it? Those who have experienced it say yes. We have experienced it. Once you have approached a person now, I love you. I want you to be my wife. I want to marry you. And she has said, if truly you love each other, not that you are deceiving each other, there are so many people who are pretenders. I'm not talking about pretenders now. People who really want to marry, wallahi, the love will be increasing. And there will be a time when your love has reached the peak, the law of diminishing return will set in. That's what normally affects some relationships. You will now see the boy that can even give you his eyes in the past. You know, oh, something's not wrong with you. I called you 3 times, you're not picking. Something is wrong. Who was calling you? Your number was very busy. The other time, busy, another was busy. Oh, are you? Your number was busy. No, no problem. If someone was calling you, okay, okay. You know, you now talk to her politely. But now, the love is diminishing. Are we together now? You now see her lashing the door. But if you didn't get a girl, because he is having a chance with another girl. And the girl will be crying.
I don't know what is wrong with him again. You know the girl, man.
If the girl didn't love you and you disappoint the girl, she may even go and even kill herself. That is what normally affects most of the sister. By the time you see someone loves you, the love will be increasing. The love will be increasing. By the time the love reaches the peak, diminishing the tongue will set in. And nobody will suffer except you, sister. Because you can't marry another brother. If now they say, no, you go and marry another sister, you marry the third one, you marry the fourth one. If it's not satisfied, it doesn't receive satisfaction to you, you will teach you another wife. And you will now be in your room crying, weeping because of something that has happened in the past. But by the time you get married, you leave this place when the relationship is what? It's love. When the love is there, if you get married now, by the time you are already in your own room now, you already set your marital life. Sincerely, if anything happens, they will only be admonishing you. And that may be it. But now that you haven't got married, you will now be looking for your fault. One day I saw him trying to come with a boy. One day I saw her, I called her, did not pick the call. I guess she was in a one day. I sent a message to her on WhatsApp and showed that she was online. The next 15 minutes, she did not reply me. That shows she was chatting with you. Will not be suspecting each other. Do you know why you are doing that? The love has already been between and it is now coming down. In fact, in so many cases, that relationship will not lead to marriage again. And in so many cases, that relationship will have led to illicit sexual intercourse. Who will now lose? You. Are we together now? Now, if Khitiba is established in Islam, that brother and sister, you are still strangers to each other. That has not made you to be lawful to each other. Are we together? Please don't let us understand this aspect. You have proposed to a sister. You have, talked to a sister and she has accepted. That doesn't mean anything. The only thing it means is that there is agreement between you. You are not husband and wife. No, there are so many things you need to know. That should not happen between you. Number one, Al-Musawfaha. Once you have approached her and she has attended, that doesn't mean you are wrong. You can't shake hands with her. This is my fiancé or this is my whatever, the way you normally call it. You can't shake hands with her. It is unlawful Islam. Are we together? Prophet Allah went to women. They wanted to use by our own financial. You know what he said? In me, love of Sophia with my father. What he wanted to in the love of Sophia with my father. That sister is still unlawful to you. You are not allowed to shake hands with this sister. Or if something that I will end my lecture with will happen, which is happening in the car. Until Nekah is established between both of you. If Nekah is not established, if you shake hands with her, you are in sinner before Almighty Allah. Number two, Al-Namsu. What's number two? Our Al-Namsu. Touch it. You can't touch her. You know that you are talking to her, but you can't touch her. Even that sister, she is my Jamaican, he is my enemy. You can't touch each other. Do you get it now? Or both of you, let's assume now, you are going to somewhere,
and you on the Okada. She at the back of the Okada. Your leg is now touching her leg in the day I will marry her in the future. Both of you are criminals. And you are criminals before Allah. You can't touch each other. Are we together?
You are still strangers. That is, listen, that is why Islam discourages that courtship you are talking about. By the time you know,
you
are hungry.
And this is food. And you can't take it.
What is the next thing you do?
You will facilitate the process
that will make the food lawful for you.
You and the sister, you are talking. You can't even touch her.
This is food for you, but you can't consume it. What is the next thing? You facilitate the process that will make the food lawful for you when you are angry. Are we together now? You can't touch her.
That is number two.
Number three, al mulahaba wal mudahaba.
Romance. You can't romance her.
Oh, you know about that day. You can't romance her. You know there are some people. By the time they feel like
me, I can't have sex with her, but let me romance her. By the time you romance her, you will release. And sexually, you are released.
Do you get what I'm saying now? In fact, the issue of romance, let me tell you. Romance doesn't mean having physical contact now. Through this your phone, you can romance a girl, yes or no. Wallahi, yes, capital yes. I know what I'm saying, let me tell you. In fact, a girl herself narrated her own bitter experience to me. Even you that said no, probably you know it's yes within you. If you can release your phone for me, I will know it. This is my phone, I can release it. I don't use password. You want to take my WhatsApp, text me. You want to take my Facebook, I will switch on my data now.
By the time you are here and that boy who is disturbing you, that criminal who is disturbing you, for example, now,
by the time you are sending pictures to each other, by the time you are chatting,
I love you, my clinical, my handshake, my sugar of the tea, my microphone of the engine, my fan of the house,
by the time you are sending all those messages, you know, you chat between 10 and 12. 2 hours, what are you talking about? Love. What are you talking about? And by that, you even snap your picture. You know now, through this thing, how you snap your picture, you send it to her. See the food I'm eating now. You are now feeling as if you are together. It's part of romance. Do you get this, man? It can even happen through the phone.
We need to be careful in such a way that sexually you are released. That shows you are now enjoying what you are not supposed to. That's about it. We need to take note of that. Number four, Al-Aklu Ma'an. Eating together. You can't eat together. You can't eat together. She is not loving to you. You are not loving to you.
Even drinking together.
Yeah, this is five alive. Let me say, you are now giving one another a call. So that you are not, that's not love between you. That's not love.
Are we together? Al-Khalwa, Al-Khalwa, being in seclusion.
You can't be in privacy with us. You want to discuss everything. Where people will be saying you. In fact, there is limits and limitations to what you can discuss. You get it now. Anything that can facilitate your car, you can discuss it. Anything that can improve one another in mind. Tomorrow is Thursday, try to fast. Tomorrow is Friday, try to be slow to calm.
Then by the time you are discussing evils, sincerely, no matter how pious you are, wallahu zaki Allah enough. Sincerely, I'm not acknowledging myself. No matter how pious you are, we are human beings. That thing is in you, is in it. Once you are discussing with opposite sex, you know. Even if they close your eyes and you are watching like 10 people, by the time you touch a girl, you know this is a girl. That's the Allah created you. By the time you are now in privacy, la yakunu wanta rajulun bi imra'atin illa kana shaytanu salisa umma. That a woman, a man and a woman, if you are in privacy, in seclusion, with opposite sex, shaytan will be the top party. Shaytan will be whispering into your heart. Touch her. Look at her. See her lipstick. Wow. See her eyes. Oh,
See, I check. Allah, you know, Allah accepted this one. The way a girl, when she puts her picture on Facebook, a Muslim sister, and so many bad words, they were now, you know, praising her. They were now, you know, showering and coming on her, and she was, you are too beautiful, too. God specially created you on Saturday. You know, you feel like you say, they want to destroy you in this world and in the other side. Why posting your pictures on Instagram? Something is wrong with you. You don't need it. You don't need it. You see who? Do you know what happened now? By the time that you are in privacy, Shaitan will be whispering into your heart. Wallahi will not have the intention of doing something bad. The Shaitan is our enemy. You know, Shaitan has already destroyed the life of those small girls. Those non-Muslims. Those corrupt Muslims. That you, that you are trying to use the gun. You, that you are trying to perform Salah. You, that you are trying to do Sunnah. Shaitan wants to destroy you too. As the people, you know they are empty barrels. Shaitan has already conquered them. But he wants to conquer me. He wants to conquer you. How we now, you know, save ourselves from satanic whispering and insinuation. That's what we are discussing tonight. Are we together? By the time you are in private, you often say, no matter how valuable you are, sincerely, you fall into fornication. You may not fall into real sexual intercourse, all these touching one another, all these kissing one another, all these evils will happen. So, Al-Khalwa is another thing that is unlawful between you. Are we together?
No.
Al-Qubla, inshallah. Qubla is what? Kissing. If you are not allowed to kiss each other, by the time you have proposed, she has accepted my dignity, you now want to. Salaam alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I say, you now kiss her. Sincerely, you are a criminal. It's a sin. You are a sinner before Allah. If you want to make this logical, what is the solution? They can, and I'm coming to that. Number 7 is Al-Mu'anaqah. Al-Aid. Al-Mu'anaqah. That is okay. That is what you can't hug her. You can't embrace her. Because you're not going to each other. You know, by the time you hug her now, you know the way you feel. By the time her chest touches your own, by the time you just hug her like this, you know the way you feel. You will not want to leave her. She will not want to leave you. You can see now, petrol and fire, they have caught one another. You know what will happen. You can imagine the situation. You are not loyal to each other to the level of what hugging each other. Three, this issue is not a matter. It's an issue that affects our spirituality. What all this is happening, you yourself, within yourself, while you see it, they are spiritually affected. You may not even be happy, but you know spiritually you are affected. It may not affect your spiritual heart, it may affect your fast for Monday, Sunday, it may affect your waking up in the night for the army, it may even affect your work, your even performance for last night's life. Because sometimes, that may even lead to the issue of religious spirit. When you are supposed to observe Salah, you feel like, I can't pay. Not that is why you can't pay. Because you have just romance a girl in the class area. We are ready to leave. And you need to go and take it to our back. Because you really don't understand what? You don't understand. You understand all this now. You can't do that. Are we together? Likewise, as far as we are, you can't travel together. Sisters, listen to this aspect. A brother has proposed to you. You and the brother, you are strangers. You can't travel together. Let us assume you are from Lagos State. Your parents are there in Lagos State. They met at three states where we are having the lecture tonight. The brother is from probably Akure, and the father of the brother wants to know you. Say, let me know that girl. He said she wants to marry. He now approaches you saying, my father wants to know you. In the same like this Saturday, we travel to our place, you go and know my father. And you three will follow him. Something is wrong with you. You don't understand your duty. There was a case like that, a case of a sister. His sister using black strap. I know what I'm saying. Sincerely, communication happened between that brother and that sister. They traveled, they left one farm here in Yorubala to another far away farm where
the father
of that brother was father, was the father.
You know those our Baba? Out of the law, they ask him, my young woman, they go to the daughter,
you see, he lay one.
I need to know the wife or the wife to be of my child.
Before
the baby will go to meet
our family,
the father made the request
and the child approached the wife to be. She followed him
to his father.
By the time they reached there, they have
problems
the way the very few here and there, they will not reach the place on time. By the time they reach the place, before they were passing there, it was already not there. And if they want to come back to that city to take them around 3.5 hours, and they ask, please, by the time you reach this other part, it will be around 10 hours. Please stay with us. And you leave as early as 5 a.m. tomorrow. And they have only one room. Only one room. You know what the father did? He said, I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to be out from this village. I will go and see Mr. Babara, you see, my friend, in the other. In the other two. So you are in your and the sister is not able to say, Baba, no, better let me go and manage this one woman in the area. That brother and the fiancé, what you normally call it, they slept together in the same room. The force of our two sobri, throw a fire and ready for each other. They have exploded. They have exploded. Since there you need to be careful. You can't travel together. Islamically necessary. And finally, because of that, you can't have sex. Anything that leads to having sexual intercourse is no law. All till the can't establish. How do we now establish the can? Very simple. After you have approached the sister, she has accepted. We get it now. The next thing you need to do is to go through our niche. And for the car to be authentic, just some things must be made. I do advise you, any car that will be questionable, don't do it. That will tarnish your image to say something. That will make your personality to be questionable, you need to be careful. Do the car that you and your wife, you know you are lawful to each other. And not whether you'll be asking, in fact, someone asked me a question like that. Was it not last week? And I answered the question. I said, you should have not asked me the question. The person was not even happy about the question. You know what happened? They later asked it. And later, when some problem arose, the other now called me. This guy is now, he even came to me for life. With what happened? Well, let them know to each other. You know, then when I saw one who starts Samsung and he starts, so I said, tell that who starts Samsung, he knows me very well, that I was there. And I said, what happened today was not happening in the car. Well, I was at the same. What happened was not happening in the car. It was like you went there for Christmas. Because you not proposed the girl to the father. And later you now then you now said something. You need to be careful. You need to do what? Be careful. You know, the car is not when it is flamboyant, when you use Macor, when you use Genesis or when you use Jungle Center. No. Or you use the stranger or you use the brother. No. The car can be done even inside Palo. Palo is even too big. You know Kukwadie? Kukwadie, you know Kukwadie? What is the reason for Kukwadie then? Kukwadie, can you follow me one thing from Kukwadie? Where is Malay King pen and kitchen? Do you get it now? What do you call it? Follow me one in the street. What do you call it? Kukwadie, you can do the car inside Kukwadie. You know what it entails? Let me tell you. You have already proposed to Sasha and accepted Walish, even though Walish, the concept of the guardian of the girl. You will offer the figure to the accident that I like it so. I give out the hand of my daughter, to brother, in value. That is one of the things that must happen. We need to see at least two witnesses, two just and conscious, God-fearing Muslims, not corrupt Muslims. Because there are some Muslims who are corrupt, they will support corrupt practices. Yes or no? And then Muslim alone will not select. He too is also a fornicator. My dad said, ah, no, I was there, well, they have done the car, they have not done the car. But if you be for the case, you get it now, get up, change the money, they support each other. Yes or no? We need two just Muslims. God fearing Muslims say, ah, wallahi, I was there. When the father of Sister Lagbaja gave her hand out to marry his brother, Lakasegi, that is okay. I'll look together now, at least two just Muslims. And if that is not established, because there is this advantage of the scholar, better to shahad wal ilah, publicity. Publicity, publicize it. If there are no true witnesses, publicity, that will happen. Then, maharu. That maharu is another issue that this time is not contained. You get it now. You need to give this. All these are our cultural gifts. You normally request for 41 tubas of yam, a bag of salt, a kineka. All this is your Yoruba culture. That is not maharu we are talking about. Maharu for that is a gift, a compulsory gift. We have to say, so you call to him now, nehla, it's wajib, it's compulsory. And that can, it can be in kind or cash. It depends on the wife's requirement or demand. Are we together now?
Yeah.
It is between husband and wife. I want a gift. I want a mosque. I want Salud Bukhari. I want the station of Surah the party. I know. After we have a Buddha, will now say that this is. There's a companion marriage with just a son of Quran. If the husband is poor, it depends on the nature of the husband. The Prophet has told us that a woman whose marriage will be blessed is a woman whose marriage is what? It's easy to get. It depends on the husband you want to marry. In one narration, I call you Hudna Sadaq. In another narration, I found both are there in narration that a woman whose marriage is, you know, is infinitesimal, is small, or is easy, not too difficult for the husband to do what? To get. Are we together now?
Okay.
So, you get that. If that has happened, Walima should follow. Walima is not compulsory. But some scholar said it's compulsory. Whether it's compulsory or not, by the time you even buy, let us assume you prepare a Congo of rice, Koleburu 4, Kota 4, normally 300 naira, that's good to buy a Congo of rice, and 200 naira to buy maybe, what you call it, fish and pepper, by the time you spend 2,000 naira, at what you do your own Walima. But what matters most is what you have explained in the past. You yourself, you are ready and you know to a larger extent, according to your ability, you can set up what you want. So once you are ready to marry the girl, the father is ready to give her out. We have two witnesses, are we together, and you give her mahar, which can be paid promptly or deferred. That mahar can be deferred. It can be a promise that, you know, I'm a student. Now, by the time I graduate and I am now working at 2 states, look, I'm giving you one, which one you want to get? 100,000. No, after 6 months I've started working, I'll give you. It can be a promise. And if the husband doesn't pay it till he dies, that money will be deducted from his property. The first party will be shared in his land. And if there is no any mentioned mahari basically, the mahari that the life of that job is normally collecting that particular environment will be given to the government. If all this happens, sincerely, you are not put to each other. But you know our problem, we shall have branded the problem. Our problem is we want something flamboyant. When we are now disobeying Allah, we want something very much flamboyant, and we are disobeying Allah. Why can't you do what you know to save you from the torment of hellfire? Why can't you do something that will save you from disgrace? Do you know cases of, you know, there are certain things happening now. Even I can see people who are using the phone, probably chatting or doing something else, for example. You know what I've observed? In this environment, number one, our educational setup affects our marriage. Don't be deceived. All these things take you 3-4 is wasting of time, one life. I know what I'm saying. I was a commercial student before. In 1998, that was the year I did my work at LFI School Academy. Go and check the record it's there. All the art students in that year, they failed government. All the art students in 1998 said in LFI School, all of them, they failed government. And they learned government from LFI to LFI. I was a commercial student. Later I changed to art. because I labored. Initially, I wanted to study economics and political science, or political science. Later, I came to Alaska Islamic Studies. Due to certain things that happened there, I now registered for government and Islamic Studies. A brother from UI, who is now, I think, is now in London, is now an associate professor. He now taught me government. Within 3 months, I had a one in government. Government, I was taught for how many months? You know what he was doing for me? You know what he was doing for me? This was the syllabus. YS syllabus. He was talking me a topic after a topic. And he gave me the textbook and I bought these key points. He had to summarize everything. I read the key points and what textbook. I asked him. In government, I was taught how many months? How many months? Three months. He taught me. No, we couldn't finish the whole syllabus, but he taught me more than 70%. I read his little topic. All these clipboards in the constitution. I read it myself. I had a one government. Those who learned 3 years, they all waiting on 5, 6, 3, 4. By the time you have left secondary school now, you know your age. By the time you have your thing. It is advisable that you get married before you reach 20 years of age. You'll be able to attend a girl. Before you reach Canada, you know, no one comes for me. I can even see the hidden man, even by age 90. But now, even one of the bloggers from this UCH, I can't recognize his name. One of the brothers, I think, has graduated from UCH now. We did one program together in those days, knowledge counseling. I was invited for Islamic counseling, he was invited for medical counseling. I know it's one of the brothers who graduated from this kind of learning. He taught the audience then, I was there, it's called medical point of view, it's called life point of view. He taught us that from one of the designs they carried out, most girls, their first contact, as far as sex is concerned, is under 20. Most girls. Even some girls who use it there. I'm telling you, before they reach 20 years, they are already, you know, tasted what? Sex. Be it lawful or unlawful. Now, this violation of the law is affecting us. 6334. You need to be careful. Set agenda for your children. I know a sister who has been taught the law at age 19. And she fast. After that, she started her master. And she did make her. And I'm showing you. I think she's doing her pain in her relationship. It is better. By the time our sisters have been make her, Ali, she sent her to reduce what? The issue of PVC sexual act. Are we together? Number two is our orientation. Are we together? Most of us, orientation we are from our parents is that we can only do NECA when we have achieved. And what is achievement to them? By the time you are medical doctor, by the time you are engineer, by the time you are graduate, by the time you are paid the owner, sincerely, that may not be achievement. If someone is a professor and he now gets married after he is now a professor at age 36 and he has fornicated several times, and a boy of 15 years must get married, sincerely, before Allah, that boy of 15 years is better professor than 15 years. It's not about age. It's not about achievement. It's about what? Being conscious of Allah. Are we together now? What our parents have as achievement may not be achievement to Allah. Do you get it now? Because you want to achieve, you are not communicating, you are communicating. Another evil, that evil leads to abortion. Do you get it now? By the time all of the I know someone who aborted 4 times. A small girl, using the example. She aborted 4 times. Why? She couldn't control herself again. Another problem is that, please, just have it at the back of your mind. I don't want to involve in premarital sex. If you are falling a victim, seek repentance from Allah and try to go and marry. I will not tell you control yourself. You can't control yourself again. You can't. What you have said before. Even if you want to control yourself now, sometimes you'll be feeling like, Kenny, last month, Kenny, 3 months ago. If you have said illicit sex in the past, repent and please go and marry. I will say control yourself for the main time you will get married. And if Allah saves you from it, please, as the back of your mind, I don't want to fornicate. I don't want to embark on the marital blessing. I legally marry. Are we together? Finally, ask yourself, If before Almighty Allah you are questioned how you have spent your youthful age, will you be able to successful? I want to say not from Allah. He said, La Tabar Bukhara Abi Yoga Kiyama, Hatta Yisala Nauba. That in Yarapa, you will not go free before Allah until you are asked about four questions. In another narration, Sheikh Al-Bani, he said, it's Hassan. Five questions. Five questions. There's a different wording. In one of the wordings, you will be queried about your youthful age, about your Shabbat. If you are now asked about your youthful age, my dear brother in Islam, just answer within yourself as I'm concluding this lecture. The ID among the successors. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.